Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Okay, let me read this out for you. Hi, Niall. Can you help? Pardon me. I'm having a family issue, and I don't know what to do about it. My mother is in her 80s and can no longer live alone. She is fantastic, a fantastic woman. I raised myself and my sisters on her own. She worked two jobs and everything. I owe her so much. My problem is, I'm an only child. I'm the only child that can take care of her. My sisters live in Canada and the UK. A nursing home is not an option. But my wife says no. She says she is not okay with being a carer, that our kids are grown now, late teens, and she can't face going back to looking after somebody. Truthfully, Niall, I'm disappointed and I'm disgusted with her. She looks ugly to me now. I used to respect my wife, and now, as she sits on the couch with her wine and TV shows, I think, what a heartless bitch. That's a bit rough, isn't it? I am no longer affectionate towards her. She knows how much my mother means to me. My mother minded our children when they were small. She looked after them. She was essentially our babysitter. It's so heartless of her not to want to offer help. I've been talking to my friends about this, and they say I just have to accept it, that this will pass, and my mother won't be alive forever, but my wife will be alive a lot longer, and our family will be. They are warning me not to wreck my marriage for the relationship with my parent at this stage of my life. What I feel like doing is moving in with my mother and leaving my wife. Is that crazy? I really want to look after her. My wife is not the person I thought she is and thought she was. I can't let my mam down. Am I supposed to care more about my wife than my own mother? If this was my wife's parent, I would open up our home to her. Please help. Joe. So who is more important? Let us know by texting or WhatsApping right now. Who's more important, your wife or your mother? What do you think of that? The number is 087-188-0008. Richie says, wives may come and go, you only get one mother. And he's not the only one who said that. Somebody says, Niall, dump the wife. Your mother is more important in your life. Hi, Niall. In marriage, there is something called compromise. Feel for that guy, as he's been forced to choose. The wife should be a little bit more sympathetic. And even if she does want her mother-in-law or doesn't want her mother-in-law there, help her husband come up with a solution. She needs to remember she'll also get old someday. Somebody else says, no, I get rid... And this is a woman. Get rid of the wife immediately. She's clearly a clown. Right. So here's the situation, just to remind you again. His mother is unwell. And he said to his wife, listen, can we move my mother in? They have teenage children. And the wife says, no, can you just put her in a home or something like? You know, I don't want that whole dynamic changed in our family. And he said, but she's my mother like. He's going, no, it's not happening. Now he's thinking to himself, shag it. I'll leave my wife, move in my mother and I'll look after her because she's important to me. If the wife's not going to put up with it, I'll leave her. Because the wife has become ugly to him because of this decision. I'm assuming they were getting on okay up to this point. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to John. John, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, John?
Hi, Niall. Hi, Radioland.
Never separate a man from an Irish mammy.
Well, I think you should put the wife in the home. Yeah, it was good for the mother. It's good for the wife. Yeah, you're going to a home, wifey. Go on, pack your bags. There you go.
So pack the wife's bags and tell her to get out.
Yeah. The first available home. Bye bye, honey. Love you a bit. Don't live with the old people.
Who's more? Now, see, John, you are not married, so this is going to be a difficult one for you to have an opinion on.
How do you think I could be married with such an attitude like that?
No, nobody wants you, John. Nobody put up with you. But who is more important, your wife or your mother?
The first day.
Is your mother more important than your wife?
Well, here's the problem, right? Your wife is important. Let's get that straight. But your mother and father are more important. Period.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think much. Yeah. I don't think wives around the country listening right now will be thinking that they'd be going, tell you now, I'll break his legs if he put his mother and father before me.
Well, you know, put your shoe on your foot. If it was her mother, she'd have her moved in a heartbeat.
That's different,
but
isn't it?
Because it's his mother.
It's different.
She seems to be a little bit. No.
It's always been the way, but her mother is always more important. That's always been the way, hasn't it?
Yeah, but that's the point. You see, it's his mother, so the wife doesn't really want to know. But if it was her mother, I'm sure she'd have her moved in, bag and baggage.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she wouldn't.
Like Mary Poppins.
Maybe she wouldn't. You know, I don't know.
Maybe she would.
Okay.
Maybe she would. That's the whole point of you saying that. And I mean, quite frankly, your texts that were coming in already were more or less saying, ditch the wife, get rid of her, good luck to her. She's
I'm surprised. I'm surprised by the amount of people are saying, ditch the wife.
Yeah, ditch her.
Mammy, and they're saying basically, mammy comes first. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Tina. Frank, I'll be with you in a second. Stay there, John. Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, ditch the wife, he says.
Look, is it all men ringing in saying that?
No, it's just me. I just rang in now.
No, see, have you ever looked after an older person, an older parent?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, you have on your own?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've changed nappies and you've done all that?
Yeah.
No, John, no, you haven't. John, you've no children. So you've never changed a nappy, and I don't think you're looking after your mum.
I'm actually talking about an adult.
No, I know. I'm just saying I don't think he's looked after an older person. Don't mind him, Tina.
Oh, my God. Look, I can't believe he said, I don't know whether to pick me wife or me mother.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. He'd be gone.
He'd be out the door.
He'd even say that he'd be gone.
Would he?
I mean, seriously. He's putting that to her, and they have teenage kids.
So, are you married, Tina?
I am.
Okay. And is your husband's mother still alive?
No. But my own mother is in the nursing home.
Okay. So, if your husband's mother was still with us, right, and she was feeling unwell, and your husband came and says, listen, Tina, Mam's not well. I don't think she's got long to go, maybe a couple of years. You know, can she move in with us?
I'd say certainly. So, you can give up your job and I'll go out to work.
Oh.
Oh, that's another slant on, isn't it?
It is another slant.
That's what you're doing. You have to sacrifice your life if you're going to do it.
Oh, so you're not going to look after the mother-in-law? Oh, you're no use to it, are you?
I'm not biting.
What sort of a human being are you at all? You're not going to look after the mother-in-law?
Well, I certainly wouldn't look after you.
Oh, Tina.
No. So, Tina, is an Irish mammy more important than an Irish wife?
No.
A lot of lads think so.
And is it all men ringing in and texting in saying that?
Okay, well, hang on. Let me go. You stay there, Tina. Frank, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Frank?
Not too bad, no, Niall.
Good, Frank. He's going to say it, but just say it yourself. I won't read it out off the screen here. What did you say, Frank?
I said, you've only one man. You could have several wives.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, saying that now, Niall.
Please.
I think...
Well, you know what it is? I hope... I don't know whether they're all single, they're still living with their mammy, or they just...
No, I'm living with my wife.
...be in a relationship and have two women like that, the mammy versus the wife.
So go on, continue, Frank. You're married, Frank, yeah?
Yeah, well, I think the wife is very, very important.
Yeah.
But I was listening to what the man said, and I think his wife now has reared our kids or whatever. She's sitting in front of the fire and watching television with her glass of wine.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't want to know, I'm not going back there again.
Yeah.
But I think maybe he could, if the mother has a house, become her carer. And
that's
go over
brilliant.
There and mind her. He could come back to the family home. They could do their own thing. But come to a balance. I don't think it should be so cut and dried, you know, as if to say, I leave the wife or...
Well, that's what it's coming down to.
If you go into politics, I'll vote for you. That is so good. You're so right.
Yeah, but maybe... Now, hang on. See, I don't know how... Now, hang on. Now, see, we're all thinking we know the story here. We don't know how far away she lives. It may not be feasible because he's probably working. So as Tina rightly said, he wants to move the mammy in. So when he's in work, the wife will help look after her as well. So it's probably not feasible to do the compromise you were talking about. Otherwise, I think he would have mentioned that.
Well, she could give up the wine and get a job herself, and then he could care for the mother. You know, he could care for his mother, and they could do something between them.
But who's more important, Frank? By the way, is your mum still with us, Frank?
No, she's passed, but I think they're both very important.
Come on.
I need
a decision. Who comes first?
Or my wife.
No,
hold on for a second, Tina. He's only saying that because his mum has passed away, sadly, and he knows he's nothing to lose by answering like that. Because there won't be a row.
So when men get married, do they go, okay, I love this woman, but I'll get rid of her if she doesn't take me mammy in?
Yeah, but see, there
That's
is...
the question.
Oh, no, I know, but there is a double standard in this. Because if I ask the question, who's more important, mammy or your partner, right? I guarantee you, women will say their mother are more important. Whereas men generally, I think, will
say. I don't think so, I don't think so.
If this was gender reversed, and it was him objecting to her mother coming into the house, there'd be murder over it. There'd be people who saying, "Ah, oh, let her bring her mother in, for God's sake."
We'd have no say in it.
No, you wouldn't have a say in it. You're right, Frank.
I mean, if I was bringing my mother in, I know I'd have 80% of 90% looking after her. I wouldn't ask him to look after her. So that's the difference.
So would you not look after his mother then?
Well, she's no longer here.
No, I know that.
Right, but no, he'd have to do her halfway with me. There's no way I'd take that on all by myself.
Stay there, because I want to go to Kira as well. Kira, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Kira?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kira. I mean, Kira, what do you reckon? Is this guy being, is he being logical?
No, I honestly have to say, his mother is his mother.
His mother is his mother, yeah.
And even if his grandmother was alive, I'd be taking her too.
Oh, well.
You know, it's really and truly, I have to say, that they're our parents. And if you've got kids, you've got to show your kids to respect their grandparents. And, you know, I grew up with my grandmother, and I have to say, my mother took her in. And I've done the same for when my husband's mother was very unwell. I actually pretty much moved up to where my husband's home place was to look after her. And we're five kids. You know?
So is the wife just being selfish?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, right.
Absolutely.
Tina, you listen.
I mean, like, it's not going to...
Look, I'm not going to win.
Not going to be here forever.
None of us are here forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
But Tina doesn't think the wife is selfish. She said it's unfair on the wife because he's probably working. The wife is maybe at home with the kids. And he's expecting the wife to help to look after his mother.
And teenage kids.
Yeah, listen, I've done it. And at the end of the day, it's respect.
No, well, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I would do it all over again in a heartbeat.
No. I wouldn't do it at all.
I would. I'd do it all over again.
And I definitely wouldn't say I'm selfish.
No, definitely. I do think it's selfish.
Niall, would you do it?
No.
No. Do you think you're selfish because you don't do it?
No.
You wouldn't do it? No, I did the work.
No, I mean, maybe it is a bit selfish. No, I haven't thought of it deeply and it wouldn't be happening anyway.
Because
my parents are dead. So it wouldn't
like
be...
like having a baby, a newborn baby,
yeah.
as such.
Yeah, I know that might sound selfish.
And you have to make a huge commitment to that.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think he's being too unreasonable either. There could be some sort of compromise. But I think...
Oh, definitely.
I do understand, you know, Kira, I do understand her. She's raised her kids. She wants to get on with the marriage. That's their little family now. And, you know.
No, I have to say, I don't. I don't understand it, to be honest.
I definitely do.
I don't understand it. Because our parents brought us up and they did everything for us. And in order for that, I mean, like, you know,
who comes first? Does your mammy come first or your partner come first?
My husband comes first.
Okay, that's fair enough. Kira, who do you think comes first? Your mammy or your partner?
My husband doesn't get on with my mother. So I divide myself in two.
Yeah, you're not answering the question right. You're afraid to answer the question
now. I think my husband would come first bitterly. And I mean bitterly. I make his life hell. He want me to go down to my mother's anyway.
Do you think most Irish men are mammy's boys?
All Irish men are mammy's boys. I have five boys, and I have to say, all of them are mammy's boys.
So do you think they'd all dump their girlfriends for you?
Well, I have two boys, and I wouldn't even expect them to do it, because if they have husbands and they have partners, and I would not expect them to
drop everything for you.
Yes, exactly, because I've raised them to go out to the world to love someone, and hopefully they can do that. And if they have a family, brilliant. But no, I wouldn't expect them to do it. I don't think, because I'm raising children, I say to myself, when I'm older, they better look after me. That's not a nice thing.
Okay, let me go to Debbie as well. Debbie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Debbie?
Hey, Niall, I'm good. No, Niall, to be honest with you, if it was me in that situation, if my husband needs to bring a parent in, I would allow it, but I'd be saying, look, I'm not going to do everything, and we'd have to meet in the middle, and he'd have to do his part too, because I'd like to think that if my parents, you know, anything happened to them and they needed to move in, that there'd be no issue with them moving in with us. And I do have two young children, so, you know, I work full time. So I'm busy, but I still wouldn't say no to a parent, because the way I look at it is that our parents gave us everything. They raised us. They went through hard times.
So we owe it to them, do we?
Well, I personally think we do. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have an issue with it. Yeah, it would put me out a bit, I'm not going to lie. It would add more work onto my load. Of course it would.
Yeah.
But, you know, our daughters and sons, we don't just get married and say goodbye to our parents. I mean, my parents are still very much in my life. And they take care of my kids when we need help. They're there for us when we need help. So when they need help, I certainly don't believe and say no. You know what I mean? And I don't think it's selfish to think that when I get old, which is hopefully going to be never, but when I do get old, that my kids would be willing to look after me. I don't think it's selfish to expect that from your kids. Because it's like you look after your kids when they're young and they look after you before you go. And I think it's a nice kind of circle.
Look after them. It's your job to look after them.
Absolutely.
It's your job to look after your children. So they shouldn't have to feel that they have to look after you because you looked after them. You chose to have them and you chose to bring them into the world, so they need looking after.
Absolutely. I'm not saying it's an obligation, because a lot of people don't have that obligation and don't take their parents into the home. But I'm talking about me personally. I mean, what other people want to do, I don't give a rat's bum about, to be honest. But I'm saying for me, that's how I feel. That I feel that there's a lot of parents go above and beyond for their kids. Let's be honest about that too. I mean, there's some that do the bare minimum and some that go above and beyond. And I personally feel that my parents went above and beyond for me, and they still do. And I owe that to them. And I would have no issue with taking my husband's mum or dad in, but he has to do his part.
But the point I was making is, Debbie, too, I'm reading between the lines in this particular story, is that she's a stay-at-home parent with teenage children or grown-up children, and he's working. So there's obviously a bit of a burden on her if he brings the mother to his house, that she's going to end up doing a lot of the work. But I understand that. That's just the way it is. Somebody has to make the money, and he's the one at work and she's the one at home for whatever reason. That's their decision. From that point of view, I don't think she's being too selfish, because she's kind of saying, well, hold on for a second. I've just got my life now. You know, the kids are kind of grown up a little bit. It's not a hard work anymore as it used to be. And, you know, and I don't particularly want your mother moving in. Can we not just put her in a care home?
But I wonder, could they bring a carer into the house? So she's still with them, but the husband is paying for a carer to kind of come in even 3 or 4 days a week and look after her. Like, I wonder, is there that meeting in the middle also?
What should this husband do? The wife is adamant, obviously, she's not moving in. And he says, well, if she's not moving in, I'm moving out.
Well, do you not think he's just, like, even saying, like, she's drinking wine at home? Do you not think he's bitter already?
There's a lot of people drink wine at home, in fairness.
I have to say that, you know, so...
He says she's sitting on the telly. What did he say? It's true to me, Niall.
I want to be her.
He says, I'm disappointed and disgusted with her. She looks ugly to me now. I used to respect my wife, and now as she sits there on the sofa with her wine and TV shows, I think she's a heartless bitch.
Where does he live?
That's terrible.
He's probably been extreme, obviously.
Where does he live?
Okay, I'm looking at some of the messages, by the way, coming in. Somebody says, my mother had to live with us for 6 months. It was nearly the end of our marriage, and it negatively affected our teenage children. Just because someone is older and related to you doesn't mean they deserve respect. And by the way, that could be a thing too. I mean, I don't know how unwell this woman is, but, you know, Debbie, you could be moving somebody into a family dynamic that will turn the whole family upside down.
It does.
Oh, completely. And you'd probably have to be thinking about that and sitting down together and thinking, does it work? And these are the reasons why it does or doesn't. I mean, for some, like for my situation, it would work, right? But for others, I fully get that it wouldn't work. But I think that he's been extreme in what he's saying. I think, you know, grow up and talk to your wife and say, okay, I know you don't want her moving in, but can we meet somewhere in the middle? You know, what if I get a care in and I pay for it or whatever it might be? But, you know, I just don't think
the wife wants her in the house. I just think the wife doesn't want her in the house. You know, so stay there, Peter. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Niall. How's it going,
Peter? I don't think the wife wants her in the house. That's the bottom line.
No, and I think listen to you there to start off. Anyway, I think first of all, there's a divorce on the cards, one way or another. She's ugly and he's sick of her drinking wine. He's absolutely bitter to the head with her already. He thinks, I'd run back to my mammy and get rid of the wife.
She's a good Irish mammy. We'll go on.
She'll stick up to my corner no matter how sick she is.
So your wife's mother moved in with you, did she?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had a decision there. It was a rough decision, but she got sick there about a year and a half ago, and we moved her in, and she finished her life with herself, and now she went to the hospital about 3 or 4 days before she passed.
Sorry to hear that.
It's okay. We're doing okay. But I ended up changing my shifts around. I ended up working nights, and my wife then stayed doing days. So I was with her during the day, and then during the night, then when I was going off to work, my wife was there. So there was always someone with her. Now, it got to the point where we were with her all the time. It was fine. Like, and she kind of lost her mobility and things. Times went on, and you know, it got harder. But then when she passed, we kind of looked at each other and went, right, okay, that's about 2 years now we've kind of lost, you know, in the sense that we were completely 24-hour care for her. Like, you know, in the middle of the night, if we heard any rumbling around in the middle of the night, she took our bedroom. So in the middle of the night, like, if there was any rumbling around.
Well, that was quite generous of you to do that for your wife. And by the way, it's something that you won't regret, I imagine.
No, I don't. Of course. Absolutely love her. I love her to bits. Like, you know, I mean, the mother-in-law, like, I love her to bits. She was a great woman. Like, she was brilliant with our kids. So I don't regret it at all, you know.
Okay, well, Peter, I'm sorry. I'm going to run out of very quickly out of time. Debbie, Tina, thank you, everyone who got involved in that, by the way. I'm sorry to everybody I didn't get to, and all those messages I didn't get to read out, and some of the voicemails. I, unfortunately, I won't get to play them.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.